Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. What's happening, friends? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up a little later, science has finally said, here's what's happening with all these houses people think are haunted. Like, we know the reason now people think houses are haunted.
Interesting. Okay.
It is. And when you read it, you'll go, oh, I bet that's the explanation for a lot of them. So we'll do that coming up in about an hour or so. I do want to start the show with this. The question is, was Morgan being hit on when this guy said this to her? Okay, so Morgan, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Good to see you. Okay, so you're going in or out of the gym?
I was walking into the gym.
Okay.
And this guy just is passing me and he looks at me.
Is he walking out?
Yeah, he's leaving the gym.
Okay, got it.
And he walks past me and he looks at me and he goes, oh, you're getting a late start today. And I was like, I have no idea who you are, sir. I've never talked to you in my life.
That always stinks, too, if you're hitting on somebody and they call you sir.
Is he older? He's older, okay. For sure. And I just kind of giggled, and I was like, and I, like, ran away. But I'm like, I've never seen you before. How do you know what my time schedule is and when I'm coming to the gym?
You ran away, though? That seems a bit dramatic.
Well, I quickly walked.
All right, hid behind the car. I was so scared. So you're walking in. He's walking out. He goes, hey, I'm getting a late start today. And you were like, why are you watching me? Do you often work out in the same class as this guy?
No, I mean, I guess, like, this is whenever I just go to Planet Fitness. I just go around the same time, so we're not in anything together. You're working out by yourself, mm-hmm. and I'm just kind of in my own zone. I don't know if he's, like, been paying attention. I mean, I maybe go there, like, 3 times a week around the same time, so maybe he's there every time. I just have never paid attention.
What would you have preferred him to say if he has that one shot and he has to flirt? Not that, I'm assuming?
No, because it feels creepy. It feels like he's been watching me. Like,
which he probably has.
Yes. Right. So if he wanted to, be like, hey, like, you know, I always see you around here. We should grab dinner sometime. Like, just
but
be very direct.
But then you come in and go, he always sees me? Is he always looking at me?
No, I wouldn't feel as weird. It was weird that, like, he said, hey, you're getting a late start. I'm like, wait, do you know my schedule? Mm-hmm. If he just says, hey, I see you around here a lot, like, we should get together sometime. Because then at that point, I'm like, oh, I guess we've always been coming at the same time. I just didn't notice.
Do you want him to go A to B that quick? Hey, I've seen you before. Although we've never spoken, I'd like to take you out.
Yeah, that's yes. quick.
You do want that.
Because at the very least, we could, like, either start and end it there or start and we go out to dinner. You know what I mean? Like, it just I'm just all about directness. We're either going to go out to dinner or we're not.
Amy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I went out to dinner with a guy from the gym once, and I was walking through the parking lot, and he pulled up in his car, and I was leaving, and he just straight up asked me to go to dinner, and we went that night.
And she's like, I got in the car right then.
I didn't get in the car. I followed him. But, I mean, we ended up dating for, you know, we went out a handful of times. But, I mean, he met my sister, and, like, looking back, I don't know that it was the smartest move because I knew nothing about him. But, I mean, I think that it's okay if a guy wants to be direct. And if you're you think he's cute and you're interested, then you say yes.
But do you think it was creepy what he said?
Yes.
You do? Oh, see, yeah, I think it's borderline, but I don't think he meant it creepy.
Well, I know, but he should rethink that line. If that's one he's going to use, he should rethink it.
So you're not going out with this guy?
No, I'm not. I really didn't even respond. I didn't have, like, an opening to be like, hey, that's cool or whatever. It was just like, hey, don't see you around here much. I was like,
mm-hmm. You just ran.
Yeah. Yes.
And to safety. Yeah. Yeah, she sprayed him. She tased him and called it a day.
Yeah, took off.
It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a fourth grade teacher. I have a few boys in my class who have started recording a podcast. Two of them love your show and are using some of your segments as inspiration. They talk sports, weather, fun facts, and of course, a morning corny. I've been really impressed with the work they put into it daily. We start our mornings listening to it. It helps us start our day with a smile. By the way, they're taking our audience.
Yeah, I don't like
be
this.
Listening to us.
I don't like this one bit.
Listen to it later.
She continues, I was wondering if you have any advice or segment ideas for them to help them plan their next episodes. If not, maybe just give them a shout out and some encouragement. Thank you for all that you do and being an inspiration to others. Have a great day, Miss Rutledge. P.S. For your entertainment, I've attached their very first episode. I hope it makes you smile. Here is a clip. And then here is about 40 seconds of their podcast. Go ahead.
What's poppin', guys? Today we're going to do our new podcast, and we're doing News with Quincy. Okay, Earth Day is April 22nd. Even though it's past, we could do everything to help the Earth.
Now, let's go to Fun Facts with Keegan.
Fact, McDonald's once made bubblegum-flavored broccoli. Another fact, the first oranges weren't actually orange. Fact, there's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm into it. I wouldn't listen to the show either. I'd listen to that.
Oh, that's cute.
What's the one letter? V? No, Vermont.
No,
X,
Virginia.
Texas.
Now you're playing the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the fun fact. You should have told us.
W-Y-O.
What is it?
Q.
Q.
Quebec?
No, Canada.
I'm joking.
Yeah, Q. That would be it. My advice is keep on doing it. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. I would also shut up those kids in the back.
Right. I thought about
what
that.
What about Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Oh,
never mind. Sorry, it's a city.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Don't listen to me.
You know, I would try to put the kids in a room where nobody else is.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like they're doing it in the living room with all the other
kids. Or they're in the classroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is a bunch of hubbub. I'll also say this. I will happily go on and be an interview. If they want to interview me for their podcast,
ooh, nice.
I would happily go on and be interviewed. So that's my advice. Keep doing it every single day or as many days you can do it. Get it quiet behind you and just keep on. That's pretty cool. Do we know the name of that show? Sounds like the Quincy and...
And somebody.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Great.
Good job, guys. Thank you for sending me that. We love it. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
What's your favorite feel-good movie? Not your favorite movie, but your favorite feel-good movie. Because I think mine would be Hitch.
Oh, I was about to say, mine's always Hitch. It's such a good go-to and makes you laugh. And, like,
and it's always on. It's like,
yeah.
Are you going to stop by TBS in a few minutes? But Hitch is probably on.
Yeah. Another one for me, I guess if you go with Hitch, like I could go with Bridesmaids.
We could have the same one,
That's
though.
That's a good one.
Okay.
We're not just sticking a flag in it and declaring it our land.
Okay. Well, Bridesmaids always makes me laugh and feel good.
Okay, I'll go Hitch. You go Bridesmaids. Eddie, best feel-good movie?
You got to go rom-com, so mine is 50 First Dates. Any Adam Sandler movie is really good, but I love that one because it's in Hawaii and they're in love and it's a great storyline. I like that one.
Lunchbox?
The Sandlot. Put that on, you laugh, you feel good, takes you back to childhood and the boys, and it's awesome.
Morgan?
Sweet Home Alabama. Mm. Every time.
Good one.
It's funny and it's a rom-com, so.
Raymundo? Wedding Crashers, I believe it was right around high school, college time when it came out. It takes me back to there, and it's laugh out loud funny. It'll put you in a good mood immediately.
I really love 500 Days of Summer as well.
That's so good.
It's such a good movie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it. And
yeah, Zooey Deschanel.
It's really good. But I'm going Hitch, and I bring this up because a bunch of researchers did something about the elements of a feel-good film and what makes them so uplifting. And again, they list Love Actually. Ever seen that one?
Yes, mm-hmm. Good.
It's good.
Pretty Woman?
Yeah. I love Pretty Woman, and you've never seen it, so don't comment.
It's she
I know, it's awkward because she is, yes, her profession is a little bit questionable, but it has a good ending.
In addition to an element of humor and the classic happy ending, feel-good films can be identified by certain recurring plot patterns and characters. There are also big moments of drama. Most of these are pretty light, and they actually do make us feel great for 3 to 4 hours after it's over.
Awesome.
So they say, get you a good feel-good movie.
That's great.
Researchers say that, listen, they have the intended effect. It's not going to last for days, but if you're looking for a pick-me-up, watch your most comfortable feel-good movie. The best show for feel-good, number one, A+, nobody can argue with me, is
The Office.
Is it old or new?
No,
it's new.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Oh, Ted Lasso. Oh.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, I was going to say either The Office or Everybody Loves Raymond. Those are good.
Those are all good, but Ted Lasso is new, fresh, and is the most, as you go, I just want to be a better person.
Yeah, you do.
That Ted Lasso, and I stumbled on it and then was preaching it to you guys. I was like, oh, they're going to watch it and hate it.
Yeah, so good.
It's so good.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So there's this woman named Linda. She lives in Minnesota, and she's lived in the same town for like 20 years. And she volunteers a lot in the town, so the community feels like they know her. They actually call her the mother of the neighborhood. Well, she had some hard times personally, and she did not have the money to pay rent for her place. And she was going to get evicted, but some of the community members were like, hey, we should do something here to make sure she doesn't get evicted. So not only did they just do something to pay her rent, they actually went to an art museum, they had a fundraiser, and raised enough for her to, what it looks like, is to put a down payment on a house.
Yes.
Oh,
so she's going to have a place to live and possibly have it be her own. And they were like, she's lived here and lived for us for so long. This is what we feel like we should do. Pretty cool story.
That's
there.
That's great.
They got, maybe they can help her out with a couple of mortgage payments, too.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
love your neighbor.
A few gift cards here and there, too.
Uber Eats. Eddie gets some good Uber Eats cards. Mm-hmm. Maybe get her one of those.
Why not?
Buddy. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
You think a lot of these haunted houses really have ghosts or monsters in them?
No.
Why do you think people keep going and going, they're haunted?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess because they hear things and feel things. That's why.
I think partially people know going into it. And when you're already told something's going to happen, you're already thinking it, seeing it, so it happens a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox went to a haunted house in Iowa.
Yeah, the murder house. And you guys say it's not haunted, then get in the car and let's go.
Woo! What happened to you?
Man, you could hear things move. There's creaks in the board. You can feel things around you.
It's just an old house, though, which would explain the creaks in the board, right? Like 1800s?
No, because there's no one moving. Like, we're just sitting there, and there's creaks. Like,
wind could blow an old house. New houses settle.
They mm-hmm. shift.
Yeah. Regardless, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. But I'm going to read to you. They went and studied like 50 houses or hotels that people said they were haunted. And so here's what they came back with. Many haunted houses have been investigated and have found to contain high levels of carbon monoxide or other poisons, which cause hallucinations.
Oh.
The houses are so old.
Whoa.
You're hallucinating.
There's carbon monoxide. There are gas issues. And so you're breathing it in, and that creates the hallucination.
So you're seeing ghosts.
The carbon monoxide theory explains why haunted houses are mostly older houses, which are more likely to contain aging and defective appliances, and why more hauntings are reported in the colder months, because you got to have the heat on.
Yep.
And the heat's messing with your brain. Carbon monoxide poisoning explains many of the occurrences in haunted houses, such as the feelings of being watched. Do you feel like you're being watched?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Hearing footsteps or voices.
I didn't hear voices, but footsteps, yes.
Seeing ghosts.
Didn't see anything. Felt them.
Headaches, dizziness, or sudden death or illness of people or pets.
Well, that escalated quickly.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. Also, people go, well, no, the dog barks at the ghosts. Mostly it's because the dog is barking because of the
carbon monoxide.
Fumes.
Wow.
They also say that because they're older, you know, and the gas is when you take a picture, that the camera actually catches like little boofs of the gases too.
And the vapors.
That's not the ghost. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is crazy.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Nothing's haunted, I told you guys.
Okay.
Which, by the way, how would you like to buy a haunted jail?
No.
Don't. Why not? It's not haunted.
I don't care.
A Florida jail, just a jail period.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the 1920s is up for sale. Well, you know they're doing some bad stuff in the 20s.
Yeah, like what? Can't imagine.
That they're not doing now.
Well,
in the 20s,
there weren't a lot of rules.
Yeah.
It's free for all. You did bad, we're going to do bad stuff too.
We were doing the same thing.
It's probably different.
I don't think so. Because
your amenities are not the same in the 20s. It's probably, it's okay. Rough.
And there weren't cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like videos.
That's true. There was no social media to rat people out.
The old Gilchrist County Jail was decommissioned in 1968 and sat abandoned for years until a woman got it for her birthday.
What?
Arlene Hall is a paranormal fan, used the jail to contact spirits. Now it's too much upkeep. She's elderly. She's selling it. The good news is it's haunted and the ghosts are willing to pop up. Hmm. Doesn't have a price here for the haunted jail. But we were talking about this, and every year we've decided we're going to send lunchboxes somewhere haunted.
Yes.
We put this on the first
top of the list?
Top of the list of places we may send him for Halloween in October.
You guys are so tough and say nowhere's haunted. Like, why don't, like, I experienced this already. I don't need to, like, my heart does not need this every single year.
We probably are inflicting some trauma on him.
I don't think so. I would go and be like this. I'm annoyed. Why? I need to be in the studio. I need to be running the show.
That's what I feel like when I'm there.
You shouldn't, though. You should be able to go. This is your thing. This is number one on the list of lunchboxes places to go for Halloween that are haunted. Last year it was Iowa, the Vasilla Murder House. This year, and if listeners, you can suggest places, too, we could send them.
And where is this?
This one's in Florida.
Is there a realtor for that jail? I didn't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because lunchbox calls.
You could call it as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To buy this jail.
Hey, I'm Willie. I'm the ghost. I'd like to buy it. You can try that. Go and talk to Stephanie in Ohio.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Listen to your show every day. I just kind of wanted to let you know how I only know who one person looks like, and that is Bobby. And the rest of you, I just kind of, when I hear your voice, it's just a thing I do. Even when I'm on the phone with other people, I try to imagine what you look like.
Well, first of all, how do you know what I look like?
I have seen you on with Bear. I watched that episode, and also on the American Idol or The Voice.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it was.
It would definitely be American Idol.
Shout out.
We know.
Yeah. Okay, so you've seen me, kind of a nerdy guy. About 6 foot one. Okay,
six foot.
Okay. Yeah. Brown hair, big, dark rim glasses. Okay, what do you imagine Amy looking like?
Amy, I imagine her as being tall, blonde hair, long, just kind of like, you know, the Barbie kind, just by the sound of her voice because it's very sweet. So her, I just imagine that way.
Amy, describe yourself.
I am 5'6", so kind of average in height, and I have short, brownish, blondish hair.
It goes past your shoulders, so I'd say shortish.
It's just above my shoulders.
Yeah.
But yeah, shortish, but it's definitely brown hair, and then I add in these ombre blonde highlight thingies.
She looks like the girl that played Felicity. What's her name?
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell. Nice. Yeah, that's who I would say Amy looks most like. What about Eddie? Do you ever hear Eddie talk and go, like, I wonder what Eddie looks like?
Well, every once in a while I hear him, and I kind of get him and Lunchbox's voices mixed up because they sound familiar similar.
What do you think Lunchbox looks like?
Okay, this is going to be probably way off and so horrible, and I'm so sorry for this.
It's okay.
But I imagine him as, like, you know, living at home with his mom in the basement, beer belly, like facial hair.
Except for the mom in the basement. She's rocking it. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I mean, that's just how I envision him. And I don't, like I said, I don't even know what he looks like, but that's just the voice.
You ever see the cartoon Doug? Doug Funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine that's what Lunchbox looks like with the same beard.
Yeah, not animated.
Beer belly, yeah.
Human. Yeah.
But he's not, but he didn't live with his parents, right? You moved out when you were like 20.
20-something, yeah. 20. I mean, I went away to college and moved. Yeah, 25, I think, is when I moved out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't have a beer belly, but, I mean, just imagine what a prom king looks like, because I was a prom king.
Eddie, do you think Lunchbox has a beer belly?
He's like what you would call skinny with a beer belly.
Okay.
Like skinny, but he's got a little belly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because he's not big, but he's skinny.
This guy talking about my beer belly. Here we go.
Hey, we sound the same.
Yeah, you guys sound exactly the same. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us, Stephanie. I would encourage you to go over to the Bobby Bone Show Instagram and see what we look like and be disappointed for yourself.
All right, I can do that.
All right. All right, thank you. See you later. Going over to the voicemails, this is Nola from North Carolina.
I just heard Bobby Bones. I listen to your show all the time. I love you guys. Keep doing everything you are on Facebook so I can watch it. It is so freaking amazing. I love it. Love seeing your reactions. Do you guys. Love
Thank
y'all.
You. Thank
Bye,
you.
Studio.
Bye. Here's voicemail number two.
Good morning, studio. I heard Bobby say yesterday that he always mixes up Memorial Day and Labor Day, and I wanted to teach you a trick that a coworker taught me. Memorial Day is always in May. The two M's go together. You'll never screw them up again. You're welcome.
That's true.
Boom.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Caroline Bryan, Luke's wife, was having a bad day, and so Luke Bryan decided to take matters into his own hands, and he put on some Huey Lewis, and they slow danced in hopes that he could cheer her up.
Caroline's having a bad morning. We're dancing it out.
Interesting song choice. Oh, Huey Lewis and the News?
What is
this
that?
Is it.
Is this it?
Yes.
This is it. Please tell me.
That's I think jam, that's though. So cute. And Caroline later said that, you know, she was totally grumpy and he annoyed her until she was laughing and it works every time. That's how he pulls her out of a bad mood. So, Bobby, the question is...
Food. I take her food.
Yeah, if Caitlin...
If she's in a bad mood, it's because she hasn't eaten. Oh. So I give her food. That's the answer, yep. Always.
No slow dancing.
It's food.
Isn't that amazing that people get in a bad mood over food?
If she doesn't eat, she gets cranky. Or if I don't eat, I start to feel pretty good about myself. I'm like, you know?
Oh, really. Gosh.
All right, what else?
Okay, so you've heard of the Sperminator dude. We've talked about him. He's fathered more than 70 children. That's his
name.
He's
one of the new Marvel heroes.
What a crazy name.
It's like Captain America, Iron Man, the Sperminator.
Actually, he's got 77 children out there, and he was on Dr. Oz, and here they are talking about it.
You know, I have 77 children, that's true, but then you look at the three women that we just saw on the screen, and they don't have 77 children. For them, it's about them having their first child or their second child. So it's not so much don't focus on me, you would more focus on them, who just, they want to have a family.
Yeah, he's just helping women have a family.
No, he is.
A lot of them.
He is. I think there's, listen, I'm just going to do a little amateur psychosis.
Okay.
Psychological evaluation. He probably wants him to be out there more, right? There's probably something inside of him that's like, I need to produce more of me's.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get my seed out there. Mm. However, I do think it is also for the women.
Yeah, but I
think... He's not actually doing it with them.
Right. Oh, no. Right. If I'm a woman and I'm going that route, I want to ask, can you tell me how many babies this dad that I'm choosing has fathered?
I don't think they can tell you that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not information you can know? Because then that's your birthing a baby that... Okay, I guess the number could always
be
changing.
I'd like to know what he had for dinner on March 3rd, 1987.
Well, I would want to know how many siblings my baby's going to have out there.
But I don't know they would even know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know they keep up with it all the way to birth.
Well, and then he might father way more after you, so the number will always be changing. So if you're feeling really bad about something, health experts are saying that you should let yourself feel down. Feel those emotions, because if you beat yourself up about it or you force yourself to, quote, snap out of it, then you will end up feeling worse because you never healed from it. You just buried it down and it could manifest as negative emotions that come up later. So make sure you feel all the emotions, even the bad ones.
Okay. Well, right now I feel like I have to go to the bathroom. So we're going to hit the end of this clip here and go to the bathroom.
Feel
I'm just
going
to go. I need
emotions.
To go right now. Is that it?
Yes. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Stephanie Bibb, she's a teacher at John F. Kennedy Elementary School, and she was in charge of starting a new program. She says, I got a great idea. We should start the Kindness Crew. And this is a crew of like 30 students, and they do things like hold doors for other students. They greet students and teachers with signs that say positive things on them, and they give hugs to other kids. It's kind of cool. It's like 30 kids involved in this Kindness Crew.
You can almost do that with all your kids, Eddie.
You could
create your own home kindness crew with all of your children.
Yeah, and my four kids need more kindness between them three.
How receptive would they be to something like the Kindness Crew?
It'd be difficult. It'd be extremely difficult. Yeah, because all they do is fight. But no, I think this is so cool. When I was in school, I did safety patrol. Did you ever do that?
No, but I love being hall monitor.
Oh, no.
I'd write somebody a hall ticket quick. People picked on me in real life. You give me that little notepad, it was on.
So
you're out in the hall. Ah!
So you were the cop, like during classes when students shouldn't have been in the halls?
Yes, if I didn't have a class.
Oh, boy.
You better believe it, buddy. I got stuffed in enough lockers after school. I was enforcing some justice.
There's Bobby again. Go the other way.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Over to Amy now with the investigative Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? We have 90 seconds to go. Bite, crawl, skin.
Well, the Eiffel Tower, what does
Paris.
That do? Paris, right? Paris.
France. Parasite. It's got to be parasite. Good call.
That's really good. Parasite.
They're both a parasite. No, it's a... you nailed it with the Paris thing.
Okay, so what's the question again?
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
They're both parasite. They're both parasites because it's a site in Paris. Right?
That's got to be it. They're both parasites.
Is a what is a flea? Is what you say? A tick?
A tick.
Tick, is that a parasite?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
They're both parasite. Parasites. Yeah. I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
The Morning Corny.
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
They are both Paris sites.
Nice job, dude. That's all you.
Come on.
Well, yeah, he came to Paris. You came to
it's a team effort, guys.
You came to Parasites.
Oh, I just yelled, bite! And then he goes.
I think you yelled Parasites.
Yes, man. It's a team effort. We did it together.
Because I didn't think I would have known that a tick was a parasite.
I mean,
you wouldn't?
No.
Wouldn't it get you some learning?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we're a team. We got it together. That's why we yell this together. You ready?
Go ahead.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Nice job.
Except for sometimes you do.
And a lot, actually.
I wouldn't have caught this guy. He's a porch pirate, but he's dressed up as an Amazon delivery driver.
Oh.
Well, how do you get the outfit?
Everybody stole it. Same thing he was doing with packages. He probably stole it as a porch pirate, and then he's like, I can use this for my advantage.
Dang.
But no, I mean, a man is accused of dressing up as an Amazon delivery driver to steal packages.
Yeah, no one would think
I had
anything.
To talk to him.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, come on in.
Or at least wave to him every day when he comes by.
Want a beverage?
Yeah, if he was on my porch taking a package, I would probably be like, oh, he must have dropped off the wrong package, and he's helping me out.
Video shows him walk up to a home on the 1300 block, take a package. Nod as someone passes by and just leaves.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't in a truck or anything.
But he was walking up, right?
That's shady.
But he's in an Amazon delivery.
Yeah, like sometimes they park somewhere else and then they're on foot to hit several houses. But Amazon, I guess he only had a bike. But sometimes Amazon delivery people are not in an Amazon marked vehicle.
Well, once they came to my house like 11 o'clock and I was like, we're about to get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
The guy looks like an Amazon. I just believed it.
Yeah,
I had a friend yesterday who posted on her Instagram story that there was a stolen delivery van. The guy had stolen it and was going around in town and was taking packages. But he was in a van. The van was parked right in front of the house.
It looks so believable.
Look, it's just a dude. Here's what I think we should do. We should give badges to delivery drivers now, and we need to see them.
The real ones?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Prove yourself, like that, when they come to the
door.
Yeah,
they should have to learn, a secret word or, a skill.
People
juggle.
Are going to make
the real ones juggle, or the real ones have the tattoo on their nipple. Let's see it. Yeah, that stinks, because they can easily go up, and, when people are sick, too, they take boxes. They don't know what's in it. It could be their medication.
Yeah.
You hear that sometimes? Speaking of going to jail, Lunchbox got a parking ticket, and that doesn't put you in jail, right?
Right.
No. You get a parking ticket and you'll go to jail. However, this does.
I'm going to refuse to pay it. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. So I was going to pick up to-go food. I had placed an order, and there's no parking on the street, nowhere, so there's this lot. But the lot is $10 to park. And I'm like, I'm just running in to get my food, and I'm coming right back out. No big deal. I was in there for 6 minutes, and they put a ticket for $60 on my windshield. $60. Sorry, you should give me some time to get my food and get out. None of this. Oh, it's $10 to park here to run in and get your food and then to give me a $60 ticket. That's a ridiculous amount of money for a ticket, and I'm not going to pay it.
Did the sign say, hey, if you need to run and get your food real quick, we're all cool?
No, I didn't see a sign that said that.
Well, I bet you wish you would have paid the $10.
It stinks, right?
No, yeah.
You have to go find street parking. That's tough. Do you think that you did anything wrong?
No. There should be some kind of grace period. Like, I haven't understand. And then to charge $60? Like, that's a whole day's pay. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yeah.
Do you understand, when someone, $60 is a day's pay, and want you to pay that for 6 minutes?
That's not a day's pay. Let's not act like it was. For some people, it might be, but I'm not going to let you sit here and act that's a day's pay.
Absolutely.
We're all like, we don't want to lie to our audience. You're doing all right, okay?
That's ridiculous, but I'm standing up for
I'm not
people
saying
too.
It's not ridiculous, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be, but you did break the rule.
Yeah, and surely there has to be another plan for if everybody picking up a to-go order decided to park in that lot and run in and get their food, then that would cause some problems for the lot.
And if you park there, you're now on the clock. If someone sees you that gives tickets, they can give you a ticket.
Yeah, because they don't know if you're going to be there 5 minutes or an hour or 2 hours.
You think they're going to wait for him? Okay, he parked here. Let's give him 10.
Yeah,
all right, watch him jump.
Right, there should be some kind of grace period.
Mm. Yeah, I don't disagree that it does. It stinks, right? However, that's on you. You got to pay the ticket. So then you know what's going to happen if you don't pay the ticket?
It says if I don't pay within 35 days, it goes up to $85.
And then?
Then I don't know. But I'm not going to pay it.
Well, I mean, it'll just be on your record. And next time if you get pulled over, you'll have an outstanding ticket.
But here's
and they'll
the thing.
Cuff you and stuff you.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Okay. It's a private company lot. It's not a city lot. It's just one of those parking companies. Ha, sorry, suckers. You're not getting your money.
So it may not be jail time is what
he's
saying.
I hope. I don't know.
How
I don't
do
know
they
have power.
Hold people accountable?
That's what I don't know.
If that's the case, I'm never paying for parking.
Right. You just avoid that lot again for the rest of your life?
Well, it's like, okay, thanks for the ticket.
Maybe someone could explain that, because that doesn't seem, you'd think more people would just get tickets.
Yeah, who's the ticket from, though? Morgan & Morgan.
Call them up.
It just says parking location, and then it has...
But is it from the city?
It is. I don't... Eddie, does that look like a city
or
ticket?
Or does it say
I don't know.
Papa John's University?
I don't know.
It really just says parking violation.
And it says parking notice.
But where do you send the money to? Is there an address?
Oh, yeah, there's a website.
Go to the website. If it's .gov, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're trouble.
No, it's .net.
Okay, well, what is it? What's the website?
Parking.net or something? Hold on, I'm
parking.
Trying. I'm trying to zoom in on the ticket. What, can you read that? Zoom in. Oh, I didn't know how to zoom in. There you go. Don't say it out loud.
Who gave it to you? The ticket with somebody with a badge?
No, it was just on my windshield. They don't even sit there. They don't have the.
Oh, they don't have the courage to stand and face you.
The gumption to face me and give me the ticket to my face.
Well,
after
of course, they're probably going to the other cars. But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, $60. Ha! Guess what?
If it's not the city, I don't know that I'm paying either.
There has to be some sort of
But I don't know if I can go.
It's not the city, Bones.
It's not.
It's private.
Okay, so if it's private, then you don't have to pay the ticket. I don't get that.
Okay, here we go. Someone wrote a question. Typically, a single ticket isn't enough for the company to take you to court. Okay, so that's what could happen.
Oh, the
they can take you to court.
Gotcha. Yeah. Man. I guess just don't ever.
You're no stranger to the court.
I'm no stranger to the courtroom, though. I'm not scared.
Yeah, but if
can you go 2-for-2? Or 2-0?
I'm not scared to battle in front of the judge.
2-0.
I don't get nervous.
Lunchbox is not going to pay a parking ticket, he just told us. And at first, we were like, eugh. But then he said it's a private company. So you can't go to jail, but they could sue you.
I don't like that part. But.
During the break, Morgan told us that she didn't pay a ticket for 6 years. It's 2 tickets.
Yeah, I had 2 of those tickets, and I was like, I don't want to pay these. Like, they don't, you know, nothing's going to happen. So 6 years, I kind of held on to it. And then somebody was like, that could affect your credit. And I was like, okay, I'll pay it. And then I ended up paying like $300 because it had gone up.
Do you care about your credit being messed up?
No.
Why? Why doesn't that bother you?
You'll show them.
Matter of principle, guys. You gotta take a stand somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, here's Patrick in North Carolina. A couple people want to comment on it. Patrick, you're on the air.
So here's the deal. I got one 3 years ago. I was telling Morgan, I own a food truck in Raleigh, and I went downtown Raleigh, had to run something into an office. Swear I was in there 3 minutes. Like, I don't know where the parking lot, ninja came from to put the ticket, but it was there when I came out. $72. A little over 3 years ago now, and did not pay it. And I called the Raleigh PD. I called everyone just to see, and they basically told me that unless a police officer put that ticket on, they could do nothing about it. I have never heard a word from them. I just felt like it was during the situation where I'm a small business. I just wanted to. 3 minutes, I felt like I was in there, and that was it. Nothing ever happened. Lunchbox, just letting you know.
Love it. And he even called the police station. They said, look, if a cop didn't put it on, it's not really valid. That's awesome.
You should call the police and see.
No, just show up and turn yourself in and see if they take you in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't paid this ticket. But,
yeah, put your hands behind your back and be like, I'm here to...
Cuff yourself.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Lay on your stomach outside the front door of the police station.
Oh, boy.
They'll think you're protesting or something.
thank you, Patrick. Appreciate that call, bud.
Appreciate it.
All right, let me do one more. Here is... let's go to Kelsey in Nashville. Kelsey, how are you? Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What do you want to say?
So a few years ago, or several years ago, I'm from Nashville, and the same thing happened to me. And I thought, forget it, I'm not paying it. And I parked in another one of their lots and came outside and had a boot on my car.
So I
say pay the ticket rather than have to pay to get the boot taken off your car.
Dang. Or, follow me here, didn't you buy me a boot for my birthday?
1 year. Yeah, I did. If anybody parks in your spot out here.
We're never going to boot somebody's car
here.
This
is a great idea.
But you take it with you, and every time you park in their lot, you boot your own car.
Yes, and they think
they
did it.
You go in for free, yeah. And then you come out, and you just unboot it.
They're going to walk out and be like, what?
They already got him. Okay,
cool. I think that people do that, don't they?
This is genius.
Yeah, they're like, well, Lenny's already been here today, so we're covered.
Dang, I thought I was checkmated, and then you checkmated that checkmate.
Yeah, boot your own car.
That's interesting.
Now we're in business.
Genius. Then you're going to get busted for booting your own car.
Hilarious, though. Then you can go turn yourself into the cops. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here's a survey they did about cheating, infidelity. What do you think the number one reason women gave for cheating?
Emotional.
That their partner had stopped paying attention to them and they felt lonely.
Oh.
That they had no one else to turn to for companionship. See, this is like a layered thing. This is like you guys, just there's a lot more to you.
Right, because what's the reason for men?
Girl with pretty.
I couldn't resist.
The top reasons guys gave for cheating, was because they were hot. And they gave in because they were hot.
Not because they felt lonely. And
we are cavemen. We're like, must get it now. we don't think about future.
Except for you're not totally, because you're not like that.
No, but I'm saying generally, some would say I lean a little more female in many ways. But look, you mean the depth of a woman versus the depth of a man when it comes to this is significant. Is going, all right, a woman's like, you know, I've really struggled. We spent a lot of time. I'm not really having my needs met emotionally, physically, intellectually. So I think I'm going to veer off. A guy's like, boobs.
It's pretty simple.
That's it. So guys, guys are the reason that women cheat. Follow me here.
Okay.
Guys not giving their women the love that they need are the reason that women cheat.
And then women
guys are also the reason that guys cheat, because we're just like, we need it. We're dumb. We need it now.
Yeah. Women just existing.
Yeah.
But Bones, cheating isn't about the reason, though. It's the fact that you cheated. The reasons are always there.
No, I'm saying it's always the guy's fault. I get it. Feels like.
I get it.
In general.
Yeah. In general, it feels like it's mostly always the guy's fault. Yeah. Either way. Because if the woman's cheating, for the most part, it's because she's not having something met. And if the guy's cheating, it's his fault because he just like.
Because he like that.
Must touch the high knee. You know? That's all. It's a little public service. It's the guy. It is. It's the guy's fault. 99% of the time. Amy, if you see a celebrity like at the airport when you saw the Backstreet Boy.
Yeah.
If you see a celebrity like at the grocery store when you saw Kip Moore.
Well, I mean, that's different though, because we know Kip, so I say hi, but I don't know the Backstreet Boy, so I just stare and ignore him.
Well, the question is, how do you confirm that's them?
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's Kip Moore, so I say that. I've waved at Jake Owen before, and it wasn't Jake Owen. So I've seen Reba and known that it's her. But, yeah, I don't confirm. I'm like, I kind of think maybe I saw a Backstreet Boy, but I have no way to confirm.
Okay, so here's what Eddie did.
What did he do?
Well, tell the story about how it all happened.
Sure. So I was at my son's baseball game, and one of the coaches looked familiar. And then I've gotten to be familiar and close to some of the other parents on my son's team, and we're all in the bleachers, and one of the dads goes, "Hey, Eddie. Is that Eric Decker?" And I said, "You know what? I was looking at him, and it did look like Eric Decker."
By the way, Eric Decker is a pro football player married to Jesse James Decker.
Yeah.
Was on the reality show, Jets, Broncos, all that. Okay, go ahead.
So I said, "I'm not really sure because he's on the other side of the field. Let me confirm." And my way of confirming these celebrities is by yelling their name, but if like someone's trying to get a hold of him, like, "Eric!" And then putting my head down, and then everyone looks like, "Oh, did he turn around? Is that him?" And I did it about 3 or 4 times, and then I said, "Hey, you try it too, because he's not hearing me." ED! And nothing.
ED.
Yeah, and then we realized that was bad because it's stands for something else. And then we went, "Decker!"
Why do you cover your mouth when you do that?
Because it's supposed to be coming from far away.
Yes.
You're a ventriloquist?
I don't want him to look back and be like, "Who's yelling my name?" We just want to see if he acknowledges. And he never acknowledged, so I'm like, "I don't think that's him." But then he got closer eventually, and I confirmed. I mean, that was definitely him.
But you just told a whole way on how to confirm, but you didn't confirm.
I think he was just a little too far away. And during the game, maybe he was concentrating on the game.
I think people that are also celebrities are used to people screaming their name and they just don't look up anymore.
Don't you do that? Don't you ever like see like Blake Shelton, if you didn't know him at the airport?
No.
Like,
"Blake." No.
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 Or if he's like a little closer, you go, "Hey, Blake."
No. You know what I do? I grab my phone and I pull up their Instagram. And then I look at their face,
and I just
try to match. Yeah. Masks are tough, but I haven't been a lot of places, like in an airport or a restaurant where there are famous people. So that hasn't happened in a long time. But mostly, it's pull up Instagram and zoom in and be like, "I think that's them."
Especially for the older celebrities, like that you haven't seen in a while,
or to see where they are. Because I'll go. I was on an airplane.
<stalk 'em. laughs>
Well, no, I was on an airplane once, and that one of the guys from The Walking Dead. Where it was sitting across the aisle, and I was like, "Is that him?" And so Mike D and I were sitting up there, and we saw where his last post was, what city he was in.
Oh,
and it was the city you were flying
and it was in
from.
The city, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little stalkerish.
But no, it is, but it's better than going "Walking Dead."
That's way more effective. Yeah,
zombie killer.
Yeah, he won't turn around for that.
I don't think your way is the way.
No, you don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. I mean, I guess we proved that, but.
He's a pretty big guy, huh?
Oh, my gosh. He's huge. And it's funny because his son was in the team that we were playing, and he's tiny. I guess he's 5. I guess the age is around 5 or 6. And he's tiny, and Eric is so big, and like you can just tell his frustration. Like at some point, that kid's gonna grow up to be a monster. But I know he's small right now.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. A 27-year-old man been dreaming about buying a new car. Pays like $35,000 in cash. 6 hours later, he's going 142 miles an hour. Totals the car.
Oh, wow.
And that's his fault, by the way. 142 miles an hour. Mm-hmm, that's not sure. You buy a car and someone hits you when you pull out. That's you buy a car and you're an id and you have an accident.
Lead foot.
Does insurance pay for that when you're doing something stupid like that?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't know.
I mean, if you have insurance on the car, but then you get buzzed to doing 142, do they still pay for it if you wreck it?
That's a great question. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about insurance.
Like if you're doing something illegal.
Oh. Right. You're being reckless.
Right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
And this woman, she's 25 years old, and they say, hey, you're about to have 7 babies. What would that even be called? Sept? Uplets?
Maybe.
Is that 7?
Yeah, because octo's 8.
And is September the 7th? It is not 7.
No.
No, but still, I think it's septuplets. And so they're like, hey, you're about to have septuplets. She's like, what? And so they do all the scans. They look in the belly, and she starts to have them. Well, here's 5. Cool. Okay, oh, here's baby 6. Wow. And here it is. Last but not least, baby 7. They get the baby. Wow. They're like, wait, there's still something in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Another one.
There was another baby in there.
It's the Ocho.
So it is. Octomom.
The 8. And they pull out that 8th baby, and they go, oh, no, there's another baby in
there.
No.
Not 9.
There were 9 babies.
How is that even possible?
Oh, 9 babies came out. They're called non-uplets.
Oh, my goodness.
Non-uplets.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
9 babies. Wow. How do you even have enough cribs and clothes? And
and then you got to name them.
Oh, I didn't think
and
about
then
that.
You have to
we had a hard time with the one. Like, what do we call this one?
Or even remembering, like, what their names are. Or who's who.
I mean, I can't remember who you guys are sometimes.
Because a lot of them could look alike if they're all from the same whatever.
So what's going on is all 9 are doing well. They do say it's rare for all of them to survive once they're born, but they have.
Oh, my goodness.
As of right now, quote, they're doing well.
I just don't understand. I'm assuming this is some sort of IVF situation. Like, it's not natural.
I don't know, it didn't say anything about that.
Okay. I mean, I get you have to put a certain amount in, to, you know, if they're not all going to be successful and you run that risk.
They went 100% on this one.
Right.
Are we going to put 9 in? Possibly 2 will take. Dang. Oh, that's it for today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Jake Owen in studio tomorrow. Joe Nichols in studio Monday. Bye, friends.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your your perfect home sweet home.